Action. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello, hello, hello.
Welcome to the...
Priest, you have to be very enthusiastic
I'm actually very serious now because
I give your episode life.
Okay. Well, now let's go again.
Hi, guys.
Hello. It's just because anytime I get interviewed...
My name is Nicole.
My name is Samuel Sin. Oba Simpong.
And you're listening to Zero Expectations Podcast.
You know the motto, if your child was smart, he's dumb now.
No. If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. Yeah. 0-0-0. We need to add that song to it.
No.
0-0-0-0.
No, you can say roll intro.
Okay, roll intro.
I'm not going to argue with it.
Welcome back. Okay, so like I said, my name is Nicole and...
My name is Prince.
Okay, ooh, he said a name. Okay, so I'm the one spearheading this podcast.
This and episode, by spearheading,
it means...
This episode.
And by spearhead... You are a very big fool.
Is it spearheading?
Yes. It's called leading. I was about to explain it.
But a spearhead is not leading if the main head is gone.
I did not say spearhead. Spearheading.
No, it's spearhead in my head.
So, as but I'm the one leading, please stop, please. I just go, this energy is like contagious. Stop speaking to me.
All right, good. I see you don't like being confronted by your words.
I don't do confrontations.
All right, cool. K.
KK.
You've been K-K'd. All right, good. Let's head into the podcast. Let's dive right in.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Moving on.
No, God, it's so cringe.
What do you have for us now? Go on.
Okay. So I have a couple of like 35 phone questions.
Phone questions.
35 phone questions.
I'm excited.
Oh my God, so excited.
Yes.
So, do you know that I'm Kevin Hart?
Yes, I know.
So excited. Okay. Anyway, it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. Question one.
I don't think you should mention question one.
Okay.
Because people will get bored.
First things first.
Just give them the question.
What would you change, if anything, about your experience growing up?
Jesus. Nothing serious, but it's all just vibes.
It's just vibes and bants. A banner. Banter.
Me growing up, I'll probably change my... It would change the way I am now.
Let me guess, your whole family, you change everybody. First person you kick out would be me.
You said one thing. I was answering with actual like sense. I wasn't trying to be
funny. Are you trying to say I'm not asking with sense?
Yes, you've never done that. Anyways, I think I would change...
You don't even know what sense was.
I would change uni. I would probably go to a boarding school. But my whole demeanor, the whole reason anybody loves me will probably change because it won't be...
Why would you change university?
Secondary school.
Oh, hell yeah. Junior Pride was shit.
I would, after your Junior Pride, even when Junior Pride went to the 7th Avenue, because they changed at a certain point, I would probably go to boarding school.
I was still in the school when they changed, though. Because me, I used to go to 7th Avenue together at some point and then left.
Yeah.
Oh God, that place was so scary. Even the staircase was a hazard because it was bent some kind of way. We've gone through
it.
The valley of the shadows.
Was that day you had a dream today?
That
it
what
was
happened?
Bad. I've casted it. It was like I was in.
Were we in the dream?
I was in the dream.
Were we all in the dream?
It's a lot because I had no one to wake up from it. I was enjoying it.
It was juicy.
I was in Wallace's house.
Uh-huh.
Then a plane crashed somewhere.
On that, okay.
I don't know. Then another plane crashed and I knew the next plane was coming for us, for me. So I went on my knees immediately and I said, oh Lord, please forgive me for my sins. And I see white. I wake up and I'm in like this dystopian, it's like Hunger Games.
So actually the plane crashed.
It crashed on me. No? I died. So like that. I know I'm changing your pace, but then I'm in like this cool thing and they're like, oh, I need to go here and collect this, and everybody that I have met in my life from uni where they were all in this thing, and I went to get some things
for Egg of Life,
and it's like, yeah, we have to sell things. So I had like 15 in my pocket.
It's only you that will have a treasure hunt kind of dream.
Yes, I don't know.
You said yes. You need to see see the excitement of Prince's face as he's explaining this to you.
We were about to get a train to go to another place. Then I woke up. I was like, damn.
And it was training your dream?
Yeah, like a train to go somewhere.
Why is this?
Because
why
was it this was dream an adventure, Nicole. So, like, I woke up just by 9 and I was angry. Because I was like, God damn, I was enjoying this shit. Even as much as it was scary.
Why did you not cast it?
It got better.
Because of the plane that crashed on you?
No, because I did not know it was going to get interesting. The first part, I was just lying on the bed. I hear whoosh. I said, this is probably a plane. Because you know, before, when plane pass you, they do this. So I was like, the next one is me. Yeah. But I'm glad that even in my dream, I knew to cast away my my sins to make it to heaven.
You cast out sins.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm very sorry, oh Lord. No, forgive me for my sins. That's you casting away your sins.
Sure.
All right, next question.
What?
What happened today? It's my dream.
It's the train that is baffling me. What do you admire most about Daddy?
His lack of pressure. No, I know when I say lack of, it looks like it's a bad thing. He doesn't pressurize you.
Yeah.
I think he has seen life.
Yeah.
And
he's just like, meh.
If tomorrow I said I wanted to be a porn star, he's going to support. Now talking about porn, Nicole.
Oh my God.
The dream took a definite turn and I now know what I want to do with my life.
You want to be a porn star?
No, a dancer actually. What? Where are you getting
from? I'm confused. You're confusing me.
Yeah, let's go. Keep going, man. Keep going. Mango.
In what ways has Daddy let you down?
Jesus.
Not the question, don't be me.
Oh, I think in one way it's something anybody can vouch for. Not everybody.
Yeah.
But not building a house in Lagos.
Damn you, Daddy.
When he had money, suppose.
Just say, for build that foundation, my dream. Yeah.
But I think you would have built it in somewhere on the mainland, which would be bad because my life revolves around the island. Now I'm a celebrity.
You're on the island.
Can't be found outside. I know what could you be, but I can just run.
Yeah.
Oh, when guys, when you're listening to this, I've already started doing Skinny Girl in Transit reviews.
Please go and watch Skinny Girl in Transit reviews from Iwako's review on the YouTube.
On the YouTubes.
Next question. I want to debate you. I'm just like, let's not even. What's something you wish you had told me when we were kids, and why didn't you tell me then? You got Zainab pregnant. That Emmanuel joke was a fucking lie.
I want to apologize about something.
Oh no! What is it? No.
No, I don't think you need to hear this.
What is it?
It's bad.
What is it? I'm so curious. Oh my God.
There was a time when we were younger that you were kissing a pillow, and I said, I'm going to report. And I was like, I'm going to report. Bad girl.
I was experimenting, and you did report.
I did report, and it has haunted me since then. So I was like, why did they have to beg me this much?
I know. Because you're a devil antichrist.
I hated you. That's why I casted away those.
You know. How could I have been a better sibling to you? Devil answered this. I don't care. I'm the best sibling.
No.
I'm the best
sibling. Giving me money wholeheartedly.
I give you money wholeheartedly. No.
I just paid you back not too long ago. And I'm about to borrow again. Because I'm broke. They're paying me this week.
What's your most favorite?
Fine boy, yes. I'm Get a fine out. Boy, okay.
What is your most favorite childhood memory of us?
Of us.
My worst is when you used to beat the shit out of me. Prince used to beat me. Well, God. Let's fight. You know, me feeling fly. And he just throws every single respect and caution out the window. Not like they were never out the window since. So, but he will punch my stomach. I will jam your wife with a car.
My favorite childhood memory would always be when we used to walk down to like, beside them, was on that restaurant that opened that had like a water fountain beside where we used to buy movies.
Investor. Oh, when we walk all the way almost to Agboju.
Yeah, to go and buy movies.
Yeah.
But you remember they opened one nice fancy restaurant.
I think it was
Sweet Sensation. It was not Sweet Sensation. It was like Tetrazine. No.
Tantalizer.
It's not Tantalizer.
There was a Mr. Biggs there and then he changed. Barcelos.
It's not Barcelos. Barcelos is way down.
I remember Barcelos. We're so troops that they would put chicken and then trick the two speak inside with a flag on it that they say peri peri.
What the fuck is BBQ?
BBQ? That's some authentic shit.
Those journeys, me and you, or just me.
Now that I think about it, those chickens were very sour. They used to slap.
No, because we don't know what food tastes like. Also, we don't know. Now, just pepper chicken.
Pepper chicken.
And Mr. Big pepper chicken.
Bro, that shit slaps.
So everything they slap. I did deranged those. But I just remember that journey and I buy movies and it was so nice. Just
excitement. When I say something slaps, it's nice. When I say something, they slap you.
Is it that?
Nothing's like Agbalumo.
Shut up now.
You shut up.
Is it that? It's my question.
Sorry.
Is it that? Or when me and dad will go and buy newspaper and just read.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to be a degenerate and just remain.
That tree was cool as hell. Like, you just sit down there. Yeah.
The breeze, they blew.
Next question.
Skip anyone that is too.
Who was the first person to break your heart? No, be me right there. It's slippery, isn't it?
No, Sugar Lips was later on in life. I think it was. There are many, many girls.
I just saw one question.
I said the last one was Zainab. The first one was probably Zainab. Next one was what's her name? Damn, she had big ass when we confidence. Yeah, there was confidence. Then they signed Rego Sugar Lips. Then there's Joy. Then after moving from Joy in university, there was who? There was Lisa.
Lisa.
Bitch. Then there was probably MM. Then there was Queen. Then I think that was all. That's anybody that I remember. So yeah, first was probably Zainab when she told my best friend Emmanuel that she was pregnant for him. I was like, what the fuck?
Where's all of this coming from? Do you think our parents had a favorite child? If yes. So, who and why?
It was you for a long period. Then it was Joshua. Never me. You know the truth.
Because she adopted.
True. I have no say.
But do you know why we was the favorites?
No, why? What is it concern me with why?
I don't know. Just ask.
Okay, by the way, it was.
Do you want to answer this question?
Next one. No, next one.
What is your love language?
Words of affirmation, actually.
Okay.
I never thought so initially. It's not physical touch because I could care less. I'm not around women. I'm always in my office. But I remember, I think I like when someone is genuine with their words when they tell me something nice.
Okay.
And gifts. When they give me gifts sometimes, but... I appreciate words. Just tell me you love me and tell me why.
I love you, Prince.
Not for
I love
me.
You, baby.
Never for me.
If you had a Saturday with no plans, how would you spend it?
Watch anime. I'm currently in episode 1081 of One Piece. I've been watching it for a decade. If anybody goes to my Facebook now, if you're listening to this, you can go to your Facebook, search for Prince of Weibo, click on photos, and go down. I have numerous pictures of me. There was one time that I posted a picture of this guy in Tinsu. What's his name? The black guy. The fine black boy.
Beru.
No. The light skinny guy.
I'm confused. Like
his dad had hair. The rich man.
Gideon.
And one Filipino babe thought that was me. And she was like, oh, that's cute. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I'm about to do a movie with him in it, too.
Okay, so
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
What event in your life has had the most significant impact on you?
Significant impact in me.
On you.
On me.
On you.
I actually don't remember. I don't know. I'm the one thing that I said that changed me. Probably maybe one of the heartbreaks I've had.
Yeah. You've had many heartbreaks.
Yeah, I've had many. The girls have been bad to me.
I know this answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, just for the fun of it. I feel like people that listen to either our podcast or follow you on YouTube or everywhere should know the answer to this question. Where is a place you wish you could
Japan.
Live for a few months? How long have you been here? It's a question.
What a waste time for you.
Why do you like Japan?
Because I consume a lot of their content.
Yeah.
So I've always wanted to live there.
Next question. Do you consider yourself successful?
No.
Next question.
Adults.
What is your hidden talent? You can skip.
I care for women.
That has to do with money. It's not a hidden talent, Joe.
Next one.
What is one healthy thing you do to manage stress and one unhealthy thing you do to manage stress?
Okay, one healthy thing I do to manage stress is I don't even focus on it. So I have a bad case of ADHD where if I'm overstressed, I don't even focus, I disappear. One time I was editing a documentary, I would stop and I'll go and watch YouTube. One unhealthy way is probably eating.
I feel like, yeah, me self, we all have that.
Yeah.
Who would you want to give the eulogy at your funeral?
Damn.
Dave Chappelle.
No. Probably you.
Me?
Because I think you know me better than anybody.
Oh, bless. I'll go there and sing. Whoa, whoa.
And I want you for want you,
apologize. I actually believe you.
If there's an option, go to heaven now.
Hunt Nicole for a while.
Beg it before going. And hunt Nicole. I think that. Where am I on day?
So many gifts. What is your biggest worry these days?
Worry is that I'm not saving enough.
Oh yeah,
In as much as I'm saving in technical
terms,
I just said something I don't want to say that loud. Yeah. I am not saving in technical salary, and I don't like it.
Yeah,
and I think it's because the economy is bad. It's everything is more expensive.
Horrible! Now. It's horrible.
But we can't blame the economy every time. But yeah, but blame it this time.
Okay. What is a mean comment someone made about you that has stuck with you to this day?
Oh yes, I have one. I don't get mean comments, and I'm grateful to God. I only get the meanest comments I get normally is like, "What the fuck am I watching?" Because I've tricked them to watch it to my expectations.
Okay, so the comments you're thinking about is YouTube, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. I meant like comment like something someone said to you.
Oh, sorry, my life just goes to YouTube. But the one that stuck with me when it comes to YouTube was I can't say the one someone said in real life, but I'll say it to you.
You can say, okay.
No, I will not say it out because I don't want it out there, but I'll tell you. The comment was, someone said, Prince only likes Shalewa and he doesn't like plus size girls. And I hated that shit because I'm like, bitch, if you had just taken out one moment to check my Instagram, you would see that I'm big. Why would I be hating big people? It makes no sense. It's like, it's like a criminal offense.
I'll tell you what, right, the meanest comments on has ever
pause
said
now.
To me.
Oh, you want to say it?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say who said it.
Okay.
And I'm not even going to explain it.
Okay.
The person said, I don't deserve love.
Mad.
I know, right?
Who said it?
I just said, I'm not going to tell you who said it.
Okay, I'll pause now. And I'll tell you the meanest I've heard. I don't want it out there.
Okay,
I'm sorry,
pause.
Guys. So, guys, sorry.
Welcome back.
We just had a deep conversation.
Heart-to-heart conversation about mean comments.
Yes. And I know who told Nicole's. Who told Nicole that
I don't
Nicole
deserve love.
Knows my own bad one. I don't want to say it outside. I'm sorry.
What is the most rebellious thing you've ever done?
Rebellious thing? I said I wanted to drop out, but I did not drop out.
When did you want to drop out?
I told my I was failing a lot, remember?
Mm-hmm.
So I called you and said, I want to drop out, I'm tired. And then he was like, is that what you want to do? And I was like, okay, no, maybe that's not what I want to
do. Oh, bless.
Well, for me, I was ready to drop out at that period. I think when I got Palace, I remember seeing my result and I was crying. I was like, I can't do this no more. I'm failing.
Oh, bless.
And that's why it brings it back to he doesn't pressure. In as much as he expected more and he still did that in the end, he knew that Prince is probably not the brightest of them all.
He said probably not. Yeah.
He's not actually. When compared with you and Nicole, he's not. Oludo.
Idiot.
Ip. Baboon black nigga. You want to be racist now? I will.
I never was. Moving on. When do you feel the most confident?
When I feel the most confident.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe when I eat Mentos. I'm not saying my mouth is smell, but I'm just confident to be in your space. I blow the breeze of life because I know nothing they smell.
That is so weird.
I don't know. I'm asking the question fast because it's much.
All right. How would you describe your relationship with money?
Very good, actually.
You're making a lot of money.
No, I'm not, but it's good.
Mine is struggling. Mine is pulling hair.
No, but anyway, we don't want to talk about Nico's finances. But let's just say in the coming month, Nico is probably going to buy me a new phone.
Hey, oh.
You actually bought me a phone one time. Cora, thank you for that. I never told you thank you for that. I did, obviously, but I'm telling you thank you again. What? But technically, you were owing me 50K, but we now used 49 to buy a phone.
No, that wasn't owing you money.
Your phone's been owing me.
That is true. Next question. What song or movie scene makes you cry without fail?
Slumdog Millionaire. I don't know if anybody has watched it. My favorite movie of all time.
In the whole wide world.
Is when the brother was in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Fucking killed me. Why that bitch sleep with his babe one? I hated that shit. But when he was there, I was like, you redeemed yourself.
Yeah.
Because he killed some people and he had to die too. It was sad. It was very sad. Sad ending to him.
I mean, I feel like every scene in Passion of Christ made me cry.
Oh, nice one, Nicole.
Yeah.
For making me feel like I picked the wrong one.
Yeah, you pig and this rubbish boy. Okay, if salary and experience didn't matter, what job would you want to have?
Exploration. No even job. Just one kind, one small car. And just explore. I want to go to Enugu first. Enugu has been in my top list.
What's happening in Enugu?
I don't know, maybe my wife did there, but I always just say I want to go to Enugu.
What's happening in Enugu? Is there any tourist attraction there?
We never know till we are there. Yeah, I would have said
power. Now your
bike,
time they lost. You could just go.
Okay.
But why must you pick? Why do you like tiny cars?
I don't know. I've always liked it. And it's a bad juxtaposition from my height.
Yeah. Look, I'm so proud of you. He said it well. Juxta. You cut it short.
Position.
I'm not going to ask you this question. Okay. Gosh. Okay, I'll ask you.
No, no.
If we could go on a dream trip together.
Japan.
I didn't finish.
Next question.
Is this long?
I don't
this
waste time.
This
long. I'm not going to.
Where before. Would we go and
Japan.
What would we do there?
Sightseeing. Then I sell you to the Japan sex ring.
That would be fun, I
well, it will be, because you are going to probably be the only black girl in the midst of
so
white
then go people. Rush me.
And you know Asian people are racist.
Then go rush me.
They don't go rush you.
They don't go even prize me.
But who cares? I'm already on my way back to Nigeria. Where is Nico? What? She's not in the plane?
Shucks.
Let's go back to Japan and search for her.
Yeah, just another reason to go back to
yes.
the country. How do you feel about getting older?
I don't like it. I'm going to be turning 27 February 19th.
Hey, yo.
I'm sad.
Hey, yo.
Okay. I'm still young by blood. My blood is still young.
What's something that scares you now that you hope you do before you die? Don't say go to Japan.
Something that scares me that I hope... What? Thing will scare me and I still want
to... Like something you want to do. Before you die.
Something I want to do if I die. I don't know, maybe skydiving.
Oh, yeah, I would like to do
I
that.
I would like to try it, but I'm too scared. I'm not scared of heights, though, but I would like to try skydiving.
Why are you
it's
not
like just one of those things that I think
you don't want to try drifting. You know that drifting?
I didn't drift nothing. You know
not
to
like fast cars.
I don't even know. Falling from the air, if you're about to die, it will probably be scary, but you're afraid of. But drifting,
it's like that plane crash in your dream.
Your
you even say, feel it, you're white.
your soul go, come on, your body say, jeez, man, this thing pain. And stand-up comedy. It scares me, but I want to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to say some jokes here for you.
Okay. Oh, there's one question I saw on Instagram. That what is one thing that, if it happens by 3 a.m., it will scare you. But if it happens by 3 p.m., it won't scare you.
Oh. I don't know, we crack in the air, like, door opening.
Someone said children laughing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If I wake up by 3 a.m. and I hear children laughing, I'm done.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not
wondering. Oh, that's true. I can just imagine lying there and I'm... You know, they are laughing is, like, recorded. No change in the next one. Yeah. That's it, though. I stand up and...
You won't go and check out what's going on.
Pack my luggage. Put my cap on. Let me get cap. Boy, I just feel like I went cap that day with my briefcase.
Bye, guys.
Fun knowing you guys.
Oh, another person said, I may call from a loved one. Imagine for all your Trisha just starts calling you by 3 a.m.
Nah, that's it, too. My anxiety will flare. I don't like that question. Please.
I know, right?
Next question, please.
That's all for
questions. Oh, that's all the questions.
What did you just say? Working what?
Fucking ask the next question.
That is all.
That's all. I finished all 30 or you skipped some.
I skipped a lot.
Yeah, you see why I said you should not put numbers to it.
When did you eat this rice to your plantain?
No, I did not. Someone sent it to me.
How dare she?
We know the chop plantain for this house now.
Yes, we do. Remember that time?
Don't eat plantain. Plantain is not in our criteria.
Our menu.
All right, Nicole. This is the section where Jesus. I want to do stand up this year.
Stand up.
So I have.
Can I do your intro song?
I want to go through some.
Standing,
jokes.
Standing up and singing funny right. things.
So Nicole, I also realized that with stand up, you need to have
comedic timing.
You need to have a persona, not like persona, but more of like. A way of talking that is just different from how you normally talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like expression mm-hmm. when it comes to stand-up is different.
So what's going
to
be your password?
So I don't know yet, but when I'm standing, I would know. But I have a joke. I have two jokes, actually.
Okay.
I have one joke on... All right, so imagine if... Are you guys listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm trying to form a persona.
Okay.
So imagine if...
Yeah.
Men and women are the same, but only women are allowed. If a man proposes to a woman, he goes to jail. Only women are allowed
to propose
to men. Imagine how funny that shit would be. There's an example. Imagine a man, because again, there are so many men that want to settle down, shouting at his babe, when are you going to do it?
Wonderful turn of events.
and that joke keeps going. I have other scenarios on how we look at relationships differently.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I like, imagine looking at your pastor. It's probably be different. The pastor can't stand on the pulpit. He has to sit down when that his female hat that women wear. And the wife says, comes with the mic, when I married this man, I really thought of God talking to me.
Yeah.
And tell
The Lord spoke to me.
The Lord spoke to me and told me that this is the man I'm going
That's
to marry.
That's my missing rib.
Initially, I just didn't play with him. I wasn't ready because I was testing him out.
But that would be weird, though. Like,
so I think weird the thing with my jokes is I want to say jokes where it's like a switch on play, so on societal norms. It's so I had a joke of being president. Imagine if everybody was mandated to be president.
Mandated?
But, yes, every man was mandated to be president
mm-hmm.
or mandated to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to is by your dick size. So by the end of the election, they post everybody's dick size. Imagine girls all standing. Oh, the list out.
Is the list out?
Where did my man fall?
No. That would be bad.
Imagine conversations, honey. I just saw it now.
Yeah, number 5 million.
Well, number 5 million. At least we're not 6.
Hey, are there other people after me? Yes, okay.
So I heard that, and I feel if I flesh it out more, it will be better. I want to try and do like a show by the end of, or maybe like in 4 months' time. That would be nice.
If you're going to do like put like that drum beat at the end, could you?
I don't think you liked most of my jokes.
I liked them.
Okay.
I liked them.
Maybe you're not my target audience. Actually, poor friends and fools.
So the thing is, you are so funny, eh? But you know when it now becomes a stand-up skit, like sometimes when jokes are scripted, I feel like if you just do like instead of stand-up, let's just bant. Just like,
it's like, less. Why are you putting you there? I want to do stand up.
You know, me now, I suffer from a severe case of empathy. So now you is now us.
No. But I don't want to do bands. I actually want to test out some of these jokes, because you never know. But I'm going for, I want to try and do open mic in Bogobri and just see. If I knew there was a show on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I would start preparing. It's just that I suffer from, like, now Skinny Girl in Transit Review, I'm supposed to do it. I've not finished it, and I would probably not finish it till this night, because
mm-hmm.
I do it at the very last moment. It's just mm-hmm. how my brain works. If I do it before time, I don't perfect it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do. I might make it big, I might not.
Oh, my, come on, maybe I'll be like Netflix specials and stuff.
Who knows?
I will pass out. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there with you on stage. I won't be doing anything. I'll just sit down at the back of the stage. I don't want to sit down where people are watching.
Why? Because you want to feel exclusive.
Yes.
But why you sit down for back?
Yes, Matthew. I'll sit down at your back. Like, you'll be standing.
No, but we're dreaming too big.
That would be part of your sketch, Seth. Like, who is that girl that's always sitting down behind, doing nothing, not laughing, just looking? That would be me. I'm the girl.
No. All right, guys. I think we've gone too much.
To do it now.
And I shared a joke that I should have kept to myself. Because someone steals it. So, guys, if you've been listening, liking, subscribing, I really
liking, subscribing, following, loving, commenting. We see you in the DMs. You know our number one fan now. That TK guy. He came for me.
I don't think he's our number one fan.
I feel like I've not seen them. He's on it.
You know what, guys? If you're listening to
he's on it. Me, I like you.
Make a freaking post on your Instagram story.
Tag us.
Prince _ L and Nicole.
Nicole _ Ofuebu. Ofuebu is OFOEGBU. I remember that time I wanted to do Nicole _ OL because I just wanted to tune with you.
But there was no
OL. There was somebody already using the OL. Slippery little suckers.
Why don't you tune with me, you twat?
You twatty twats.
I think it's even time for you to change your Instagram name.
Why? I like it, name and surname. I'm not hard to find.
Or maybe remove the _.
No, the underscore is okay.
Nicole Fibu. Okay.
No, you gotta put the symbol.
No, maybe I just feel.
Is that not a criteria?
No.
Yeah, I like it though. I'm easy to find. I'm not hardcore. You understand? Yeah. It's called finding.
All right, guys. Thank you so
find
much.
Find me on the gram. Find me on the gram. Find me on the gram. I was supposed to sing in this episode.
Yeah, I gotta sing.
Find me on the gram, yeah. You're very rude.
Where's she talking?
What the fuck is that? You're very rude.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my name is Nicole.
My name is...
And you just listened to Zero Expectations Podcast?
Yeah.
Whatever, Jade. If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here, basically. So.
Bye.
My goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. Being the one. I'm gonna get talent. Forget that, team.